I'm awake, aren't I? After all these millenniums, how curious. What's this? Creatures adorned with masks and robes made in my image. Interesting. Is this to be sacrificed to me? You don't seem like the others. So you wish to defy me? You sought to ensure that I never awoke from my slumber. To what end, creature? Humans. Oh. Is that what you wish for your kind to be called? Very well. And why did you wish for me to remain asleep? Destruction. I had no desire to destroy your kind. Though, I have no desire to protect it either. You simply exist. And yet, how interesting. You thought you had any chance to evoke your will. To destroy me, have me sleeping still. leave this one to me. I wish to learn more about it. It's of no relevance to me if they wish to slay me or not. I find them amusing. And it's been so long since I've been entertained. Now, be gone from my presence, all of you. So, you're a human. A speck of light in the cosmos. You walk on two legs, wear fabric and furs. And consume other living things to continue your finite life. How fascinating. Indeed. I find your fragility very amusing. Tell me. How is it that you are not drought in sheer despair of knowing that your life will cease? You humans are aware of your fate. And you accept it, and yet you wish to prolong the inevitable. Strange, I suppose. That there are things that even I can't comprehend. Oh, me. I'm a creature beyond time and space. if it wasn't for beings like yourself, I'd never known what death was. How long I was asleep for? A I'm not sure. However, before I fell asleep, there was no grounds beneath my feet. Just stars and the void between them. Simply put, I was born adrift in the void. Then how do I know your language and anything about you? Even in my sleep, I was still tethered to this world. What you consider impossible is simply an action for me. In hindsight, it makes sense why those people would wish to gain my favor. My followers. Oh, you mean those other humans who awoke me? What are them? I would hope they'd be smart enough not to harm you, as I'm currently enjoying your company. You're under my protection. For now. If only to satisfy my curiosity. Please tell me of this place that we're in. A cove. Underneath a manor belonging to my cult. I see. Human. I have a request for you. Will you grant me that? I wish to lay my hands upon you. Because in all this time, you will be the very first living thing I've ever touched. Will you humor me, human? Let me look upon you. Excellent. Now, stay where you are. You feel warm, and I can feel your heartbeat. Its rhythm is picking up. Why is that? Nervous. Nervous of what? Does my presence frighten you, human? No. Then do you fear that I will harm you in some way? Do you wish for me to stop? No. Well, good. I wanted to examine you some more. Your lips. They feel soft as I trace my fingers across them. There's something about them that makes me want to. I seem to have caught you off guard, human. Sure you weren't. You know, I think I like the color of your eyes. They're very unlike mine. I can't help but be reminded of the universe. Human, is something wrong? Human, respond. Human, are you all right? You seem lost, as if your mind was gone. Perhaps it's best for you not to meet my gaze from now on. Let's continue, shall we? Your body is much firmer than I thought it would be. What do you look like underneath these clothes, I wonder? You can say no if you wish. Then why the hesitation? I see, then let's go somewhere more remote, shall we? This room should suffice. There's something about your figure that I like. All the little curves and details. Oh. What's this? I didn't know you had your own tentacle. Oh, I know what it is. Which is exactly why I want to play with it. What? You don't seem as secure against the idea. And this one here seems to be growing. Does the idea of breathing with me excite you? How about we introduce each other properly? It feels warm to the touch. And you seem to be enjoying it yourself. Ooh, well. Seems like you reached your full potential down here, human. But let's have a taste, shall we? Oh, I'm enjoying the moans coming from you. Now how about the tip? I can taste something. Is your pre-cum, isn't it? not bad. I don't actually mind the taste. How was that human? I have to admit, I'm feeling a bit strange. Some sensation going through my body, deep within my core. Yes, I feel an H. Here. Past my tentacles. Yes, right here. Do that again. So this is how it felt when I wrapped my lips around your cock. I can barely stand with your fingers inside me like this. Oh, yes. Oh, I know my yes. I've never had something like this. Keep going. To think you'd be able to make me tremble with just your hands, I feel strange. It feels So you humans breathe with each other on our bed. The more I learn, the more I'm fascinated. Come here, human. Embrace me. Mate with me. The heat from your body. And your God. I'm barely able to keep my composure. Keep going. Whatever you do, keep going. Oh, fuck. You feel so good. Here, let me return the favor. How does it feel to be wrapped up so close to me? To still be able to hump me like an animal while you're restrained. Oh, you're really something else, aren't you? Didn't take much for you to submit to me. But then again, you're the one who's making me weak. I can feel something again. It feels like I'm about to come. You're close, aren't you, human? God, don't stop. I want you to come with me. Come inside me. Give me your seed. Human. That was incredible. Exactly what I needed after sleeping for so long. Ooh, it feels warm inside me. How does it feel? How does it feel to be the first one of your kind, you? Intermingle with my human. Well, you'll have plenty of time to come to a conclusion. As I intend for this to be a regular occurrence. Of course. Who else would I pick? You're clearly bolder than most. And I've grown fond of your body for the short time I've come acquainted with it. Besides, I need someone to show me this new world I awoke in. So what do you say, human? Will you?